Overnight there was blood on the streets of Tripoli. The capital city now appears to be the final stronghold of the Gaddafi regime. If a showdown takes place, it will likely be here. Although reports from the country are impossible to verify, the pieces of information coming from Libya tell a chilling story of a night of gunfire and death. Protesters were shot on sight by mercenaries loyal to Gaddafi, who have vowed to fight until the last drop of blood. One source said demonstrators, unarmed except for their own anger, marched towards the centre of the capital city and came under fire from all sides. The mercenaries responsible are a mobile force, desperate to keep control of Gaddafi's final heartland. The demonstrators were forced to run for their lives. Earlier in the day, the leader of the country under siege appeared in Green Square, what appears to be his only solace. Speaking to a group of his Lord supporters, waving green banners and flags, he said those who did not obey him and believe in him did not deserve to live.
I am among the people, and we will fight, and we will fight those who are against us. This is the unbeatable power. This is the power of the people, power of the young people. Life without honor is useless and fruitless.
Shouting from a rooftop, the country appeared less and less to be under his control. Those who were determined did not obey him and moved onto the streets of Tripoli, inspired by the changes in the east of the country, where demonstrators lit fireworks in the sky over Benghazi, a city taken by the opposition as their own Tripoli, their new capital. But they met a fierce resistance. Gaddafi's men fired from ambulances and used anti-aircraft guns on human beings. Live bullets rang through the air. A massacre unfolded. The number is not known, but scores are thought to be dead. The morning after the night before, and Tripoli appeared calm. The supporters of the administration remained gathered in Green Square, as Gaddafi was thought to be holed up in his home, a fortress at the centre of his city. Today he is facing mounting pressure from around the world. There have been a spate of resignations by his international staff, as they vow to represent the people, not him. Though the country is largely calm, and women and children go about their business on the streets of Libya's cities, no one is oblivious to the tension. As helicopters continue to float over the streets of Tripoli, reports emerged this morning that Gaddafi may be arming his supporters with AK-47 assault rifles, money, and pickup trucks to patrol the streets in, and giving them orders to shoot demonstrators on sight. Gaddafi's regime is under threat tonight from the world and those trying to march on his stronghold. No one knows what he will do next. Paul Wace, reporting from London.